Here's a song that might take you back.
Dinky Winky.
Hanky Winky.
Dipsy. La La.
La La.
Po. Teletubbies.
Teletubbies, the toddler-targeted TV show, marks its 20th anniversary since it was originally launched in the United Kingdom. Teletubbies has been translated into dozens of languages and seen in over 120 countries. American parents can thank, or maybe not, Alice Kahn for Teletubbies here in the United States. She's a children's programming consultant who imported the show stateside when she worked for PBS. Alice Kahn, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So, these colorful, big-bellied, slightly alien-looking friends with televisions in their bellies, what did you think when you first saw them?
I was amazed. I've been watching children's television and programming children's television since it was radio. And to see the bucolic Teletubbies landscape and those wonderful characters, I had never seen anything like it. And the wonderful thing about Teletubbies is there was no need to translate it. It was
I said translated in 120 languages, but how do you translate?
Well, and that's the beauty of the series, is that it was a mirror on their world no matter where you lived, whether you lived in the UK or the US or all the countries globally that the series broadcast.
There were complaints, as I don't have to tell you, that it was programming that encouraged parents to park their kids in front of television sets way too early, at a time when they ought to be interacting with children.
You know, it was the early days of young preschool television, and as the late, great Peggy Charon used to say, children deserve as many options as grown-ups. And when Teletubbies came on our screens in the late 90s, it was one of those exciting options for young children that I think academics and I think researchers, their research caught up with the series and realized that it offered young children an opportunity to experience the world in ways that their parents really valued.
Mm. Okay. So you don't endorse the idea that this was just enabling parents to not interact with their children?
I don't. When you as an adult watch Teletubbies, you had an opportunity to kind of get an extra squint into how your kid thought and how your kid played and what was important to your child. And that's something incredibly unique.
What happens when you meet parents and they find out about the Teletubbies in your history?
it's pretty polarizing. I'd say it's about a 70-30 split. 70% of folks are like, great, I love the show. And about 30% of the people just really don't want to talk to me and think that I was, you know, sending them to hell in a handbasket. And I think what's important to remember as adults is that historically, every new technology, every new creative iteration faces some criticism. After the introduction of the original Nickelodeons in the early 1900s, people thought that going to the movies was going to really be to the detriment of American society. When radio began in the 20s and 30s and kids were listening to adventure shows, that, you know, kids were not going outside to play. They were just glued to the radio. So every new technology and every creative iteration faces some kind of criticism until we figure out how it works for us.
Alice Kahn, who's a former PBS executive, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.